B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Emilio, how can we help you, sir?
Yeah, how you doing, man? I went on this date with this girl, and I went over her house. I was playing with her son. Like, everything was good. Like, the vibe was cool. And then, I mean, I have no idea why she could possibly not call me. I mean, the only thing I could possibly think of is that she cooked, and I already had an upset stomach, and I threw up in the bathroom, and I don't know if she heard me.
Hold on.
There it is, right?
Slow down, buddy.
So you had an upset stomach before, or did her food give you? You can be honest with us. Did her food give you an upset stomach?
No. It wasn't even like that. It was just more like I had an upset stomach already, and okay. That was the start of broke the camel's back. So yeah. I was just like, not that it was nasty, it was good. Food was good. Like, it was just like, I didn't feel well. I don't know if she heard that.
Yeah.
And that's why she's like not calling me back or something.
I hate to break it to you, Emilio. She heard it. Who here quiet throws up? Anybody? Anybody? Raise your hand. I didn't think so. Even when you think you're being quiet growing up, you're being loud.
No, well, I try my best to be quiet throwing up. It's like when you're in a public bathroom and you're taking a number two and you don't want to make any, like, bad movement noises. Yeah, I turned the faucet on and everything. Like, they was trying to, like, make background noise. So I don't know if I didn't do a good job.
All right. He's convinced. I mean, I'm convinced that's what it is.
I just want to know.
All right, cool. Okay, so we'll try and give her a call for you next, all right?
All right,
we got to call this girl, Tony, because we just spoke to Emilio about their date. Emilio's confused. He thinks him and Tony have a chemistry. Now, the problem is, last time he was at Tony's house, which is the last time he and Tony interacted, incidentally, he's telling us that he had an upset stomach when he got there.
Okay?
Then Tony made him food, which...
And it got worse.
It got worse. And he said that he tried to quietly throw up in her bathroom.
Quietly.
And he hopes that she didn't hear it. Maybe that's the reason why she's not giving him a call back. All right, stay quiet, Emilio. We're going to try and call Tony next, all right?
Hello?
Hi, please tell me, is this Tony?
Who's this?
Tony, so my name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I can explain. We got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to contact you. If you just let me explain, please.
You're calling me from... What is this about?
Okay, so we got your phone number from a gentleman. Now, let me explain. So you know this guy, and he knows you. He thinks that you have a chemistry, so he'd like to, you know, go out and impress you. So the reason we're calling you is because we're going to let you pick a place to go out for a nice dinner or lunch whenever you're free. We know you have a young child, so you let us know where you'd like to go, and we'll set everything up, reserve everything, and pay for all the food and the drink, all that stuff. You hung up before, and since then he's weird. He's confused that you haven't been able to talk to him, but his name is Emilio.
Oh, no, I'm good, guys. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
No, hold on. And I'm not saying you have to say yes, but we spoke to Emilio, and, well, first of all, he sounded like a really nice dude, and second of all, he said he was very confused as to why, you know, you haven't been responding to him because he thinks you guys had a really good time last time you hung out.
Yeah, no, assholes are usually confused. I'm good, guys. I'm good. Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm all right with that.
And why is he an a-hole?
I love it.
All right, so he came over. We had dinner. It actually was going really well. I have a child, and my heart just melted when I saw them interacting because they were getting along really well. And then my son drew him a picture. It was a picture of him, and I thought it was the sweetest thing.
It was a picture. It was. Your son drew a picture of himself, or your son drew a picture of Emilio?
No, of Emilio. He sat there. We were hanging out, and my son was sitting in a corner with his crayons, being really cute. Right? Exactly. So he draws a picture of Emilio, gives it to him, and after the night was over that Emilio left, I was cleaning up in the kitchen, and I noticed that the picture was in the garbage. And
Shut
no.
up.
But the worst part was, if it had just been me who had seen it, I could have dealt with it. But
yeah.
the fact that my son saw it is a total deal breaker.
No.
It's understand. Oh, yeah. I just got to stop you right there and let you know, Tony. I'm sorry. Emilio is on the phone.
Oh, my God.
He heard what you said. Emilio?
Come on, guys.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What do you mean, what's
dude,
up?
What did you
I can't believe you stopped talking to me because over a picture. But he drew it on a napkin. It's very easy to mistake it for just being trash. And it didn't even look like me. So I didn't even know why
look
he
was
like
that. I get it. He's not Picasso. I understand. But he's 5 years old. He did it. It was so genuine. And I just really... I hope you choke on those shrimp tacos, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Like, the thing had a box head, and it kind of, like, struck a nerve with me from my past.
Oh, my God.
A what? Cool. A box head?
The painting was actually pretty accurate. It actually looked like your box head.
Oh, God.
No, wow, okay.
I'm just going to ask anyway, even though... I don't think Emilio's doing a good job of his defense today, but Tony, would you like another... Maybe... Okay, how about this? You guys go out to a nice dinner, and Emilio could think of a better way to explain to you why he threw that picture away when he shouldn't have, you know, apologize perhaps, and then maybe you guys could just keep it moving from there.
You know what? After thinking about it for a little bit, no.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
All right, stay out of your date's fridge. It's simple. Stay out of your date's fridge. I don't care if you're hungry. I don't care if they say, hey, can you go to my fridge, open it up, and get me something? Say no, or else you'll be talking to us for a second date update on the 10s. We get a brand new one tomorrow morning, 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.